Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the New York Giants, Thornton Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Howie Schultz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Herm Wehmeyer. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball four. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corbett moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl Cup hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbett strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Littwiller moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Littwiller scores. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno takes first base on ball 4. Stahlcup moves to second. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Stahlcup moves to third. Lamarno moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahlcup scores. Lamarno scores. Wehmeyer moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehmeyer scores. Baumholtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive towards first. Mize reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schultz moves to second. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno takes first base on ball 4. Stahlcup moves to second. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehmeyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Corbett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz bunts towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Littwiller moves to second. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahlcup is walked intentionally. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herm Wemeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wemeyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Wemeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Corbett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corbett moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Littwiller hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lum Arno fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.